Criminately, you think I'd be used to this by now. Don't you know you shouldn't go sneaking up on an old man? I suppose you don't. Of course, if you had any sense at all, you wouldn't be listening to this poorly contrived audio nonsense in the first place. Good luck explaining this waste of 20 minutes to your loved ones.
Welcome to another Red Mullet Podcast, faithful friends. We're plumb honored that you would take the time and effort to lend us your ear for a few valuable moments, what with all the other choices you got vying for your attention these days. In fact, we value your opinion so much, we want you to tell us how we can make the show better. Write to us at redmulletmovie@andrewchandler.net or leave a comment on the Red Mullet and Cowboy Facebook fan page. A few thoughtful folks have, and I'd like to take just a second to address some of their concerns. First off, we make a very direct point of not giving away the secret identities of the superhero guests we have on the show. The SID is one of the most valuable things a hero can possess. It protects those they love and care about, and it allows a certain amount of privacy that he or she wouldn't have if everybody knew who they were all the time.
Hey, where did you put the toilet paper?
Dang it! I told you I was recording.
I said I was sorry.
Jeez Louise. Where was I? Oh, and let me reiterate that it is absolutely the hero's prerogative, if they so choose, to reveal their identity to someone they can trust, or to remain anonymous in case they should need to take a sabbatical or retire, for example, without the pressure of constant expectation. Folks always wanting to be saved or have their picture taken or see who'd win in a fight, so on. So don't be writing in asking what somebody's real name is or how to get in touch with them. That's not what we're doing. At least not here. Villains, it doesn't matter so much, and most of the time they just use their real names anyway or run around without a mask, so it don't make no difference. Tell you everything you want to know about a villain, I don't care. But heroes, they got their secrets safe with me. Next, we've been getting some notes from folks pointing out that we haven't had any female guests on the show yet. Heroines, if you will. CB and I are very aware of that, and there's a very good reason. A couple of reasons, actually, before you start labeling us chauvinistic He-Man woman haters. For starters, there ain't that many lady heroes out there. Vigilantism is disproportionately male, so obviously there's more difficult to come by, especially in certain geographical locations. Second, the ones that is out there are a little hesitant to accept an invite from this particular arrangement. Yes, Miss Spandex-clad Amazon woman, you want to come on down to our recording studio in a barn in the middle of nowhere and talk into our mic for a piece? Ain't exactly above suspicion, so can't say that I blame them. Getting their phone number is just as hard because it ain't like they leave their calling card on the bulletin board at the Home Depot. But they'll get your panties in a wad. We do have some contacts at Hoo Ha and Hair that are putting us in touch with some lady members, and hopefully we'll get them in here real soon. CB might have to tidy up the place a bit first, though.
Hey, what?
Seriously, it stinks in here. Thought I asked you to clean up before we had guests in.
I did.
Well, light some candles or something. Phew. Speaking of tidy, we got us a right proper superhero on the show today. Many of you know there's a whole plethora of different superhero types out there. Some actually have physical or mental superpowers. Others rely on their intelligence and fight training. Others, their stamina and emotional fortitude that comes from experience and determination. Then there's a category that combines all those things and packages them nicely in a high-tech suit of protective yet functional armor. Our next guest falls in there somewhere, and I gotta admit, when I first heard of him, I was doubtful. Folks talked of a feller who could bound over whole buildings in one leap. They said he appeared to skip across the sky and drop out of nowhere when criminals least expected it. Well, if there's anything I can appreciate, it's a grand entrance. Maybe he'll clue us in on how he does it. Welcome with me, if you will, Skyscraper.
Hello there. Thanks for having me on the show. I'm a big fan of your work.
Is that right? I'm a little surprised to hear you say that.
You shouldn't be. Tales of the Red Mullet stretch far and wide, and I would know. I've traveled around quite a bit.
No kidding. CB, maybe we are doing something right.
I'd say so. You've inspired a whole new generation of supers, and they hold you in very high regard.
Now I think you're just buttering me up.
No, it's the truth. I myself would not have had the courage to explore this lifestyle if it were not for you.
Well, y'all don't thank me yet. There's still plenty of time to find a real job where you can make an honest living, one that don't need you to put yourself in harm's way.
Oh, I have a real job. There's no way I could afford all this gear if I didn't have some source of income. You know how much it costs to keep this stuff maintained?
How much?
A lot. It's not like a car that you just change the oil in every once in a while. It requires constant upkeep.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Imagine having a safe full of guns that you have to clean every day. Only the safe also has to be cleaned, and it has a million different custom parts that frequently have to be replaced. And it has to be repaired if there is battle damage or regular wear and tear. And I have to do all that in my studio apartment without anyone noticing. It's a pain in the neck.
Man, that sounds taxing. I reckon what you need is a sidekick to do all that stuff for you.
I've looked into it. I simply can't afford it right now.
Afford it? Maybe you haven't heard, but don't nobody pay sidekicks.
Well, you could, in theory.
Are you telling me that I can obtain a sidekick for free?
Well, sure. You just find you a malnourished orphan, or a nerd with low self-esteem, or genetically altered lab animal, or a lonely housewife, and boom, you're all set. A loyal companion to watch your back and do your bidding.
That's not exactly...
So, like on Craigslist or something?
Sure, Craigslist, eBay, local boys and girls club, whatever. I heard tell that Mr. Impractical got his sidekick at a yard sale. Just keep your eyes open.
I think we're going to be getting some angry calls about this.
That's another thing. They can field your phone calls, check your email, do your laundry. Sidekicks are indispensable.
Sounds like it. I'll start asking around.
Yeah, man. Do that. It'll save you a lot of stress.
Thanks for the tip.
Sure, man. Whew. I gotta apologize for the smell in here. It don't usually reek this bad.
Quite all right. I have a ventilator in my helmet.
Hey, why don't you tell us a little more about your suit, other than it is high maintenance?
Of course. What would you like to know?
Well, I was wondering...
How fast can you go? How high can you jump? What kind of offensive weapons does it have?
The velocity is a little hard to determine. I don't exactly have a speedometer built in. I was able to outrun a bicycle cop one time, though.
That ain't nothing.
Yeah, of course he did run into a pedestrian and then got hit by a bus, so it wasn't really a fair race.
Ooh, well, you didn't get caught anyhow.
That's true, though I'm not even sure if he was chasing me specifically.
Oh, okay. How about height? Surely you got a good read on that. It is kind of your thing, right?
Oh, yeah. Let me see. I once cleared the Ames Building in Boston completely up and over.
Wow. I've never been to Boston. Is that a big one?
I believe the Ames Building is the first skyscraper to be built in that town. It was the tallest building there until around 1915.
Color me impressed. How's that compare to, say, the Empire State Building?
Oh, well, the Ames is only 13 stories, whereas the Empire is 102, I think.
Oh, well, hey, that ain't nothing to blow your nose at. You up and lost yourself clear over a big old office building.
I've heard it's a hotel now. And in all honesty, I really only went over the southeast corner of it.
Still, don't sell yourself short. That there's a Herculean feat.
Well, maybe if I hadn't vaulted over the ledge a bit.
Okay, but how many fellers can say they hop over high rises with ease?
Well, let me think. There's Cloud Clearer, Polly Soar, Jumbo Jet Johnson and his partner, Jumping Juniper Jill, Zola Chanel. Supposedly Wolfgang can fly, but I haven't seen it. The Albatross, before he died.
All right, dang. Don't be so hard on yourself. Besides, you're here now and they ain't. Flying ain't all that, nohow. Gotta get your license and watch for planes and birds and drones and whatnot. Jeez, kites, power lines, trade winds. Seems like a hassle to me.
Staying on the ground does have its benefits.
Sure it do. And you got the best of both worlds. Fast on the street, high in the air. Why, I'd give my other big toe to have the advantages you got.
I guess you're right.
Of course I am. Can't go around comparing yourself to other supers all the time. You'll never be no good to nobody. Appreciate what you bring to the table and use it as best you know how.
Thanks, Mr. Mullet. I'll take that to heart.
Good. Now let's talk turkey. What you packing?
Well, I carry the same things most vigilantes do. Pepper spray, taser, stun gun, zip ties.
Uh-huh. The staples?
Yep. I also got some smoke pellets, flash grenades, tear gas, and trank dots.
Sure, sure. What else? Give me the good stuff.
I've got an acetylene torch in my gauntlet, set of throwing knives in my vest, electromagnetic grip repulsors in my gloves, and of course, the rocket boosters in my boots also deliver a powerful kick.
That's what I'm talking about. Near lethal preparedness. Love it.
If I could inquire, how do you fuel your rocket boots? I see no tankard or bladder for containing enough liquid or gas to provide the necessary force to propel you to such great heights.
Very observant of you, cowboy. You are correct in your deductions.
Oh, yeah. Good looking out, CB.
However, some secrets I am not prepared to share.
Aw, come on. Just a hint?
Let's just say it's part of my superpower.
Oh, now you got me riveted. Tell you what. Let's go to a commercial break real quick, and when we come back, we'll see if we can't crack this here pickled egg. Stay with us.
Hey, hey, hey. Sloppy Joe here for Eric's Secret Stash. Where do you go for the best product on the market? It doesn't matter, because if it's anywhere other than Eric's Secret Stash, you're getting your fix in the wrong places, man. Only Eric knows where he scores his sweet merch, and how he sells them to you at the best prices around. No other dealer compares, man. Hard to find collectibles and tons of stuff you've never even heard of before. Look for Eric's Secret Stash at a comic and toy convention near you, and find him year-round on his Facebook page. Don't forget to tell him that Sloppy Joe sent you.
We're back with the mysterious armored high-flying skyscraper. Phew-wee! Still stinks in here, CB. Open that door, will you? Sky, you've alluded to the idea that you have a super ability which powers your suit. Care to clue us in?
Oh, no, I'd rather not.
Playing hardball, eh? Well, we'll get it out of you. What if we guessed?
I don't think you'll be able to guess.
CB? Any ideas?
I believe this calls for further investigation.
Too right. We'll come back to it. Sky, how are you at telling stories?
Not too bad, I suppose.
Great. We've had a few duds on the show lately that can't spin a yarn to save their lives. I thought fighting crime and talking about it went hand in hand, but seems like that ain't always the case. So let's see what you got.
Just any story?
Well, hopefully a good one. Preferably with some clues as to the secret of your tech.
Do you mind if I read something I wrote?
Well, no, I don't mind. You are prepared, ain't you?
I'm afraid I'm not very good at improvising, but I do like to write things down sometimes.
Sure. Is it like a journal or something?
Sort of. It's more of a poem, like for a children's book.
You serious?
Ballet.
Yes, is that okay?
Well, if you gotta.
Ballet.
Of course it's okay. This is an all-ages podcast, after all. Go for it.
Thank you. This is entitled Skyscraping Time. Ahem. When skies are dark and cloudy, and the villains are too rowdy, when evil teams give evil screams, and bad guys bellow loudly, who jumps up higher than a tree to come to rescue you and me? Who leaps o'er towers with his powers, and protects the innocent you see? His name is known both far and wide. Criminals will surely hide. With boots of flame, from on high he came, to turn the ever-changing tide.
Well, that's...
Do not extol him with your cheers, but calm your ever-present fears. No thanks he needs for his good deeds. Now dry your eyes from all its tears.
Is that...
Mullich.
He drops in when you least expect, or when your town has all been wrecked. He'll lend a hand and take a stand till justice all around is decked. For then the sun will surely shine and wash away all trace of crime. His work is done, for only one can say, it's skyscraping time. That's it. Thanks.
Are you sure? I mean, that was terrific. Thank you for sharing. Hey, cowboy, are you crying?
No.
I have some more.
Yeah, maybe later.
This one's called The View From Up Here. The view from up here is nothing to fear. It's nice, even when it's not clear. It's breezy and warm, but will do you no harm, like a little lost lamb on a farm. You can look out for miles and enjoy lots of smiles, which all of us need once in a while. Along with fresh air and wind in your hair, you can be sure there is plenty to spare. The view from up here is farther than near, but closer than it would appear. Thank you.
Really? Okay. Hey, how about them rocket boosters? CB, you been eating lentils again?
It wasn't me.
Well, I ain't claiming it. Get the Lysol. I reckon something died in here again. Sky, don't think we've ever had any poetry on the podcast before. And after our revised screening process, I don't foresee us ever having any again.
Well, then I am extremely grateful to have this platform to share my art. This next one is called...
Whoa. Let's space them out a bit, shall we? Don't want to lose the few listeners we got. How about you tell us the first time you went out crime fighting?
Funny you should mention it. One of my favorite poems is called Before the Pain. Should I...
Go ahead.
Before the pain, I saw a bird. It didn't sing or chirp a word. He only watched me curiously as I floundered hopelessly, suspended only for a beat before I fell down to the street. Thank you.
Though I gather it was not a successful first flight.
Not at all. I spent the next 6 weeks in a full body cast.
I'm glad to see you made a full recovery.
Mostly. My jaw still clicks when I talk sometimes. Oddly enough, it was during my time in traction that I developed my love for poetry.
Yeah, well, traumatic injuries can do some strange things to the mind. Wait, you're not saying that poetry is your superpower, are you?
Haha, no, but that would be more convenient.
Ah, so your power is inconvenient.
It is certainly not socially acceptable.
Phoebe?
I'm thinking it has to be some sort of electrostatic charge.
No, I'm afraid that's not it.
Is it some kind of radioactive nuclear fusion?
No, thankfully. That sounds dangerous.
Are you a robot? Or at least a cyborg?
Nope, again. Very human.
Well, then it has to be a chemical reaction based. Some sort of fluid secreted through his pores or something.
Sky? Any comment?
That's very close. Well done, cowboy.
Chemicals, then. Very interesting. CB, what kind of chemicals could aid in jet propulsion?
Well, there are a number of flammable gases that could be used, but as far as the ones that are produced by the human body, well, there's hydrogen and methane.
Methane? Hold up. Yahtzee.
Really? Again? I told you it wasn't...
You, I know. Don't you see? The feller who dealt it is our esteemed guest.
I beg your pardon. There's no way... Hold on. My suit is airtight. If there were any way... Ooh-wee! That is right.
You got that right.
Good gracious, what in the name of Bush's best have you been eating?
My diet is very high in cruciferous vegetables. I must apologize to you fellows. There's obviously a leak somewhere. I'll have to run a full diagnostic when I get back and address the issue. Actually, I'm glad this came to my attention now and not when I'm in mid-flight. 100 feet off the ground is a terrible place to realize you've got an exhaust breach.
I can't decide where to start. So many fart jokes, so little time.
The sheer amount of gas one would have to produce in order to fuel such a device is absolutely mind-boggling.
I do go through a lot of charcoal-lined underwear.
I mean, is there a medical condition at work here?
It's a form of IBS. I also take a homemade supplement and drink lots of secret recipe smoothies. A normal healthy human adult passes gas about 14 to 23 times a day. I estimate my flatulence at 73 to 140 per day.
That ain't no joke, man. You should see a doctor.
I assure you, my condition is under control.
Seriously, dude, I know a proctologist who is very discreet. He moonlights as the hero Dr. Proctor, but, well, now that I think about it, that's not a very inconspicuous name.
Really, guys, I'm all right.
You say so. Colon cancer ain't no adversary I'd want to go head-to-head with, though.
Listen, I appreciate your concern, but I know what I'm doing. I get regular checkups. I monitor the excretions. I'm healthy as a horse.
I say there ain't nothing healthy about cutting the cheese 100-plus times a day. Just think of what you're doing to the ozone.
Whatever doesn't get burned through the suit gets triple-filtered. The process poses no threat to the environment.
Except this environment. Lord almighty. CB! Bring that fan over here.
I'm really sorry, guys. This has never happened before.
Man, I'd light a match, but I'm afraid of what would happen.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Ooh. Well, I guess we won't have to fumigate this year. Sky, you got any other stories you'd like to share before we finish up here?
Since you asked, I do have one more poem.
Oh, man, I almost forgot about that. Go ahead.
Thank you. This one's entitled, The Gas We Pass. The gas we pass will never last. It does not linger, it leaves so fast. And when we find that we break wind, Sitting, standing, overbend, the air it clears and cleans and freshens, which leads us to these glaring questions. Where does it go? Does it disperse? Do we breathe it when we converse? Does it float up to the clouds to cover the earth in greenish shrouds? Does it sink down to the ocean and swish around in tides of motion? Does the ground absorb its odor? Does it fan the flames of Mordor? Could we capture it forever in a Tupperware container? Where'er it goes, we know not yet, so let us not place our hasty bet. Be it only whisper silent, or as explosive as a trumpet, wave goodbye to toots of yore. The gas we pass is never more. Thank you.
Well, great.
If there are any illustrators out there who are interested in working with me to get these published, please let me know.
Sure, we'll put that in the show notes. Right, CB?
Absolutely.
Thanks again for joining us today, Skyscraper. Not sure if you brought some culture to the show or done the complete opposite, but good luck to you.
Thank you, Mr. Mullet. This has been an amazing experience.
Glad to hear it. That's all the time we got for today. Hope you all join us next time for more Unsung Heroes and Unrepentant Villains on the Red Mullet Podcast.
This has been a Monumental Flounder production, written and produced by Andrew Chandler. Red Mullet and Cowboy created by Jay Choop. Skyscraper created by Kevin Chandler.